Rayax mit Ja, ja, ja. Und dieser Herr ist jetzt auch bei mir im Studio. Und ich kann an dieser Stelle auch eigentlich echt nur sagen, welcome home.
Yeah, it feels a bit like that. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Good to have you here. It's not the first time, of course, that you entered the studio. And I heard that you entered our studio here and said, yeah, it feels like coming home.
Yeah, I mean, I've been up here 4 or 5 times, I guess, and I just made a comment coming up. Just I've loved the support from Flux and from, you know, the people in Berlin. It feels like home.
Ja, also er ist schon mehrere Male hier bei uns gewesen und was ich dazu sagen kann, ist, dass er tatsächlich auch sein allererstes Konzert in Deutschland im Fluxbau gespielt hat, bei einer Flux FM Session. How long, when was it, the first concert you played here at Fluxbau?
Oh, for Fluxbau. It was actually with Frank Wiedemann. It was our first show together and my first show in Berlin as well. I think that was maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
4 or 5 years?
Yeah. Yeah. And I made this decision to sit on the ground. And Frank at the time was not the most flexible man. And he was like, you really want to sit cross-legged? I said, yeah, I think it's this beautiful idea. So we sat, I was thinking of Ravi Shankar and all these guys that sit on the ground and play. But no one could see us because we were sitting on the ground on a flat stage.
So, the stage is too like low.
So that made it quite an interesting show. But yeah, very special memories. And it's been a journey and I'm glad to take it with you guys.
Yeah, you said Frank wasn't flexible that day. Did you change his mind to practice yoga?
He watched me do yoga in his house every day. I think maybe some of it rubbed off.
Okay.
We had dinner the other night together, which is quite rare just for him and I to find the time. But we sat down in one of our favorite restaurants here in Berlin. And he told me about how he'd been stretching and how it was changing his life. So I think pretty soon we're going to see him in the yoga classes. You know, we just need to keep encouraging. Yeah. Come on, Frankie, if you're
do
out
it.
There listening.
Yeah. Would you, yeah, I translate for a second. Also sein erstes Konzert im Fluxbau, das ist 4 oder 5 Jahre her mit Frank Wiedemann und sie haben sich damals entschieden, am Boden zu sitzen und zwar im Schneidersitz und Ray hat ihn dann auch noch gefragt, so meinst du wirklich, dass du die ganze Zeit irgendwie am Boden im Schneidersitz sitzen kannst und er meinte, jo, aber es war halt ein bisschen blöd, weil die Bühne relativ niedrig ist bei uns im Fluxbau und die Leute natürlich, die beiden dann gar nicht so wirklich sehen konnten, weil sie natürlich auf dem Boden saßen. Deswegen war es ein sehr interessantes Konzert und er hat ihn vor allem auch ein bisschen zum Yoga gebracht. You're practicing yoga, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I do. You know, I take it with me as a practice for sure.
Yeah, because you are a very spiritual person.
Well, we all are in our own ways, yeah.
Yes, of course we all are.
That
but
was
we
something
are
that a spiritual person would say, right?
Maybe, yes. We all are, but we are not all into that we are spiritual beings. Right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's lots of different ways to look at it. You know, it's just being in connection with the things that you love. If that's people, if that's your family, if that's nature, if that's internal time, you know, spacious time. It's really not about identifying a certain way of being spiritual or not, or religious or not. It's really just, you know, taking moments to slow down and connect and to, you know, be a kind, loving person as much as you can.
Yes. Do you think that more people should connect with that, or in your area or persons that you're surrounded by, are there a lot of spiritual persons, or is it different maybe in the US? Because my experience is that here in Germany people are maybe they're not that open or don't talk about that a lot. Maybe they're spiritual or aware of that, but don't talk about it. Is it different in the US?
Yeah, I mean, you know, on a personal level, I feel like it's not, you can't generalize, you know. Sometimes somebody might not seem that way, but they have a really strong, beautiful practice of mindfulness or care or, you know, caring for their community or whatever it is. So I try not to judge it. I definitely don't push the idea on people. I think each person needs to kind of follow their own heart and their own flow. But, you know, I'm surrounded by artists. I'm surrounded by people that are thinking differently. I'm surrounded by people that are really in touch with nature, the ocean. So naturally, it's a certain type of community. And it's a bubble. You know, when you see the things going on with Trump and Brexit and all these other things, alt-right, you realize you're in a bubble. So it becomes even more important to, you know, engage in a conscious way with the world and try and create some change on a personal level. That's all you can do, really.
Yeah. To make it short, I translated to make it short.
But yeah. Sorry about the translation.
Yeah, no, it's okay, but it's very important and I think true, what you say. Aber ganz kurz runtergebrochen, also um die Spiritualität, die er lebt und auch natürlich ganz offen praktiziert, findet er, weil ich gefragt habe, ob es wichtig wäre, dass mehr Menschen da vielleicht in Verbindung treten. Und er meinte gerade, wir leben in einer Blase so und in der Blase, in der alles gerade so ein bisschen schlimm zu sein scheint oder auch teilweise schlimm ist, ist es natürlich wichtig heutzutage, sich mit sich selbst, mit der Erde, mit dem Meer zu verbinden, um mal ein bisschen zu spüren, dass man am Leben ist. Ja? Und das ist irgendwie Spiritualität. Let's hear some music. Let's hear some music.
Thanks for the translation.
Yeah, welcome. Hopefully I got it like the right way. Let's hear some music from your upcoming album. It's it's coming on Friday, next Friday.
This Friday.
This Friday.
So soon, yeah.
Yes. Unfurl. It's cold, and we're gonna listen to Foreign Tides before we talk about your new album afterwards. Great. Foreign Tides, Rye X, auf Lux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag, und der Herr sitzt auch noch hier. Welcome again.
Thanks, it's good to be here.
Yeah. It's from your new album, the song that we heard.
Yes.
And the album drops on Friday. It's called Unfurl. Mm. And what else can you tell us about it?
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes making a second record is a challenging thing to do, especially when people have kind of gotten used to a sound and a character. And I think for me, I just really wanted to explore some new realms sonically, and then also in terms of lyric and emotionality, and just keep growing as an artist. It's important to me not to replicate and copy myself, but to grow and to expand. So this record's a really beautiful kind of step towards that. And it's part of the whole, you know. I'm working on new records for The Acid and Howling with Frank as well. So it's one part of my expression, and it's a very honest one, and that was really important to me.
Ja, also er hat sich versucht, natürlich nie nochmal zu reproduzieren. Das zweite Album ist für einen Künstler natürlich immer so ein bisschen schwierig, weil man dann natürlich aufpassen muss, dass man sich da nicht wiederholt oder wenn man zum Beispiel den Anspruch hat, sich nicht zu wiederholen, und das war seiner auf jeden Fall. Und er arbeitet natürlich zeitgleich immer an ganz vielen Sachen, und ja, er ist gespannt. Did you ever think about what would the listeners think when I play this or do that different than, or is it just out of your head when you write music?
Yeah, I mean, I think it has to be a good artist. I think you have to kind of disconnect from what other people think. You know, it's okay to consider your community, consider the people that are listening to your music. You definitely want to help bring a bridge for them to understand if you're changing and growing. But at the same time, for me personally, especially with Rye X, to make really raw, vulnerable, honest music is the key, because that seems to connect with other people the most as well. Mm-hmm. So it becomes important to be really transparent and raw with what I'm doing to myself, and then other people can have that same connection.
Yeah. Also ob es wichtig für ihn ist, dass natürlich auch drüber nachgedacht hat, ob das den Leuten gefällt, was er da macht und so. Und das ist natürlich wichtig, und das darf man als Künstler, meint er, auch vielleicht gar nicht so außer Acht lassen. Aber dann wichtig ist es natürlich auch, transparent und man selbst zu bleiben, um mit den Leuten und mit seinen Fans zu connecten. Und das hat er versucht mit der neuen Platte. Unfurl, die kommt am Freitag. For what kind of situation is your music made for?
Falling in love, probably getting heartbroken, making love. Coming down, you know, who knows? I mean, really, I think that's generally the feedback that I have, is those things. But I think each person to their own. Some people might use it in a way to melt. Other people might use it in a way to look deeper inside themselves. So whatever it catalyzes in people is beautiful. That's part of the journey, part of the process.
Also ich habe gerade mal gefragt, für welche Situation im Leben seine Musik denn so gemacht ist, und wahrscheinlich dann eher schon so für sich zu verlieben, Liebe zu machen tatsächlich auch, vielleicht auch, wenn man gebrochenen Herzens da niederliegt, aber das entscheidet natürlich jeder selber, aber das würde ich auch auf jeden Fall so unterstützen. Zum Tanzen gehen ist es natürlich nichts, wissen wir ja alle. So, coming up is your gig at the Verdi Music Hall.
Yes.
Right straight over the Spree. Straight on. It's not today, but it's on the 7th of March.
Yes, and with the Babelsberg Film Orchestra again, who is such an amazing orchestra. And this tour across Europe, I'm not doing as many shows with orchestras, but I wanted to grow the songs and the show here for Berlin. Also, Frank is going to come. Frank Wiedemann is going to come. We're going to play one of our new things together, I think, depending. We'll see what we do, but maybe a little surprise or two with him. And then I've just been really working on growing the show visually as well, working with some kind of installation stuff and projection stuff, and nice. Just trying to expand as an artist across all genres.
Yeah, nice. Also was wir erwarten können auf jeden Fall bei seinem Konzert am 7.3. ist natürlich, dann hat er noch ein paar Specials mit eingeplant. Das Babelsberger Filmorchester ist mit dabei und dann gibt's natürlich auch so ein bisschen Visuals zu sehen. Es wird auf jeden Fall ein sehr, sehr schöner Abend werden. And we got some tickets to like bring it out to the people right now.
Go get them.
Let's do it.
Can't wait to have you there.
Yeah, wenn ihr dabei sein wollt, dann bitte jetzt einfach anrufen. Wir haben nämlich Gästelistenplätze für euch unter Berlin 2000, 9000. Das ist die Nummer zu uns. Und wenn ihr jetzt schnell seid, seid ihr in der Leitung und seht dann Rex am 7.3. in der Verti Music Hall. I say thanks a lot for stopping by again.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and come back soon.
I will, I promise.
A lot of success for your album. Looking forward for the album drop on Friday.
Thanks, guys. Much love.
And you played a super nice song from the album last time you've been here.
Yeah, I haven't heard it since, so let's see what happens.
Yeah, I heard it's good. So, Okay. Wir hören jetzt einen Song von seinem neuen Album, das er letztes Jahr schon hier in unseren Flux FM Studios eingespielt hat. Hounds heißt es, Ray X. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.